Welcome to Aberdeen! Number one sports betting show coming up, Bad Back for your corporate thunder down by Tonix.
At a baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. That's Canadian Say Shays Beer Water Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Percy Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Ada.
How are we, Tony?
Tony did a thing.
Tony did something yesterday.
Did the right thing.
Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you.
And congratulations even more that it was super the right decision. At first, I was like, damn.
Which when?
Just right when you did it. I was kind of bummed.
Well.
at first, but then very quickly, I was like, oh, you're a genius.
So Tony. After the Duke game, the cash out went to 20.
Gotcha.
And we were talking on this program. Was not very confident in Kansas because it was the first team in the Moneyline Parlay that was not hot coming in their bowl game.
No.
And didn't have a statistical advantage on offense and defense. On offense, yes. On defense, no. So there was some worry. And then on my way home, I did a little extra research, and it said Arkansas had less than 50 scholarship players going because of all the opt-outs and stuff like that. And I said, fuck it. I'm going to let it ride.
Oh, wow.
Kickoff. First drive, Arkansas rips like 3 12-yard runs. Boom.
I'm out. Cash out. Pull the plug. But then, was it 7-3, like after?
Oh, yeah. Kansas comes down, fucking scores.
So immediate buyer's remorse, probably.
Super immediate buyer's remorse.
How did that feel?
It didn't feel great. And then, luckily, Arkansas fucking boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom.
Boom, I'm a genius. And then.
No, not even and then. Because when Kansas.
In the back of your head, you knew.
Because, no, when Kansas started coming back, I said Kansas was down by 20 whatever points. I would have been trying to find ways to get out of it.
That was my whole thing. As soon as they went down huge, I thought you would have cashed out.
I would have taken like a fucking $5,000 cash out or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with the first leg losing, is it true that it would have been 25? And did your Ole Miss thought come in at all? Like, were you shaky on that leg too?
Well, yes, I was very shaky about Ole Miss too because they had a bunch of opt-outs. The motivation was a factor in that one. But the thing with that, if I wouldn't have cashed out and Kansas would have come back and won, Ole Miss had started already before fucking Kansas even ended because of the overtime. It would have been a whole shitstorm. So I was very happy with the situation that I was in, no matter what happened at the end of that fucking game.
That game was way too fucking long for college football.
Ended up working out, though.
No, the targeting.
That was.
I mean, I get it.
It was targeting.
He lowered the crown of his helmet, fucking hit him the helmet. I put this out last night. If you're inside the 5, or if it's fourth down, or a 2-point conversion to tie or whatever, targeting is out the window. I don't think it should be called. Let the boys play. Let them do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I mean, it's the last play of the game.
What do you do, tell a kid not to fucking do everything you can on the goal line to stop a game-winning play?
There's also nothing you can do with what the quarterback did, too, right? What are you supposed to do, just stand there like a pylon and hope he hits you? Like, you can't predict. I know, I get the call, I understand targeting, but you can't predict what the quarterback is going to do either. Like, you can't fucking read minds.
Yeah. Shout out Kansas, though, for coming back and covering on the spread.
I like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's great. Not shout out to them for being throwing the ball away on the 2-point conversion
That was rough. I immediately
The Philly special.
It was fucking tight ends wide open. He throws it out of the back into the stance.
Yeah, I mean
that made me feel so bad for everybody involved.
That was the most college football thing of all.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Everyone in the whole
North Carolina and under. Congrats.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
13.5 was too much when everyone was sitting out.
It was a good watching Bo Nix and Drake May was a bit of a
And then Texas Tech, they pretty much handled it the whole time.
Yeah, that was ugly.
That was ugly. We have a game going right now. Minnesota's up. What are they up?
Ibrahim.
Fucking dude, that guy
28-13.
Yeah. That guy does not get enough credit. I think he's had like 17 straight 100-yard games, something like that.
Third. Is he coming out this year?
Yeah.
He's a good player.
I mean, he's got the body of probably a 38-year-old, the amount of carries and stuff they've given him the last fucking 3 years or whatever. But yeah, he's coming out 28-13 in that one. As on Minnesota, were you on Minnesota?
I was.
I'm losing. You took the Cuse. Oh, yeah, I'm losing. And the under, so I'm double losing, but it's fine.
I unfortunately bet Syracuse way too much this year and watched their demise and snake oil and bull season.
Actually, just
a little different.
To be honest, I did hedge $1,000 on Arkansas, Texas Tech. Those both won, so that was nice. Syracuse. And what was the other one today? Who's playing Florida State? Luckily, they gave me a cash out of $1,000 on the Florida State one, so I got out of that one. I do have $1,000 bet on Syracuse to win right now.
Oh no!
That's just in the fine print.
That was part of the hedge.
That's just in the fine print. That comes with the territory.
But I did start another money line parlay today, and it does include Minnesota. It does include Florida State. It also includes. There's two others. Who do I feel good about?
Washington.
Tomorrow?
Minnesota, Florida State, Washington, and UCLA.
Hey, Washington.
That's a good little parlay. I might jump on board.
Yeah, I decided to... all right, well, let's roll through. Let's do bowl games real quick, and then we'll do NFL, because that game's a fucking disaster. So do with it what you will. Oklahoma and Florida State. What's that up to? Does anyone know? It was 7.5 on my sheet
nine when
I
made the sheet.
Okay, 9.5. Oklahoma's 1-6 ATS versus teams with a winning record. 2-7 ATS, their last 9 overall. The starting tackles are gone. I think their entire defensive line is gone. Their running back's gone. They have a plethora of people leaving. Florida State, pretty much everyone except for just like a couple guys that are transferring. Both of their NFL prospects are playing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Seminoles in this one.
Yeah, I don't love that it got to 9.5, but that's the only side I see here, Tom.
Okay. And then also tonight. Oh, that's tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Texas and Washington.
Hell
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's better than Thursday night football, my friend.
That
should be a banger.
The only thing is, so where is it? Where's Texas and Washington at? Let me find it. Clemson, Wyoming. South Carolina and Notre Dame have a bunch of opt-outs. UCLA.
Ritter's playing, right?
I think so. Here's Texas and Washington. Texas, Ewers is going to play. Okay. Yeah. But Bijan's out. Their backup running back is out. Two of the best defenders are out. Let's see here. One of their guards is gone. They got a couple of guys. Washington has no one sitting out.
Yeah, Washington's ready to go. They're getting ready for next year, these boys.
When you got a team that has no one sitting out, I'm going to pick you.
Yeah, I like the Huskies, man.
Yeah, I know it's in San Antonio, but I'm surprised to see Washington catching 3 here. I mean, Penix led the nation in passing yards, and Quinn Ewers hasn't topped 200 yards since October 22nd.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. It's a 5-star for me.
Okay.
Washington +3.
Okay.
Never forget where you were when Ewers went off against Bama for that half.
Never forget.
Mark that down in history, man. Yes. Twitter was fucking Quinn Ewers.
He was world. Also
he was throwing the ball so high.
Also the game when he came back from injury. He also fucking balled out. And then something happened. Something weird happened in that Oklahoma State game.
He'll probably play pretty well, but sure. I just think Penix should not be the underdog.
And then, Mitt, you do anything on there?
I'm with everybody else. It seems like this is just kind team. Of the wrong team is favored team here. Team ride, Washington Huskies, baby.
Noon tomorrow.
I like Florida State also.
Okay, sorry.
I think they're going to crack.
I like Florida State.
Yeah, team ride.
Noon tomorrow. I don't know if I want to put the 10 points on it.
Yeah. But yeah. You'll find a way. Duke's Mayo Bowl, Maryland and NC State. That one's also got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to take Maryland just because they have their quarterback playing and NC State doesn't.
Yeah. For Tua, Tua's brother. For come Tua. On,
do it for Tua.
It felt like NC State had like four quarterbacks though.
They
had a lot.
They had Leary.
Maybe four dozen. Bruce.
They had Leary, and then they had another guy, and then finally they settled on the freshman who he might have got hurt.
NC State's coach seems like the guy who could get a team up though.
Dorn, yeah, he does. It does.
Yes, that's my only concern with Maryland.
That's my thing. It's like just make it a fist fight, grind out a Duke's Mayo Bowl victory. I like NC State for no apparent reason.
And then we'll do 2 o'clock tomorrow. I think the show will probably start around 2 o'clock tomorrow. But Pitt UCLA, Narduzzi's 1-4 in bowl games. All of their guys are sitting out if they're going.
Our sweet, sweet Slovis is
going to BYU. DTR apparently is going to play. Maybe going to play.
This is
his last dance.
I love UCLA here, Tony.
Yeah, so give me UCLA in that one. And then we'll pick tomorrow.
Something smells.
Yeah.
What?
I'm looking here. 28% of tickets, but 50% of the money on Pitt.
That's just classic fade the publican.
Yeah, Bruce.
Bowl season tickets don't matter.
I watched a lot of UCLA and a fair bit of Pitt this year. I don't.
Correct.
UCLA is pretty fucking
good. I agree.
So tomorrow we'll pick the Gator, which is Notre Dame, South Carolina, the Arizona Bowl, which is Ohio and Wyoming, the Orange Bowl, which is Tennessee and Clemson. Then we go.
Give me the Ohio Bobcats.
Then we got Iowa and Kentucky. That one's a fucking barn burner. Yes! Alabama, Kansas State. Then we got the two playoffs games we'll pick. Then we have the Monday games. We'll probably have to go through those too, huh?
Hell yeah.
Probably, Tony.
Pretty nice little picks Friday for the bowl games tomorrow.
Big time picks Friday. Playoffs picks
Friday. Playoff picks Friday. As we move to the NFL tonight. So here's the situation.
Worst game of the year.
Here's the situation if you haven't heard. 14 points is the spread. Tennessee Titans are playing nobody. They also have nothing to play for. This game doesn't matter.
What's the thought? Is Malik sitting because he's not playing good?
Yes.
Here's my theory.
Or you just want to see what Dobbs can do. If Dobbs gets hot, you roll him out there next week.
This is a tryout to see who's going to start in Week 18. Like, if Dobbs is just as bad as Malik, I think Malik goes in Week 18. If Dobbs plays better, which is not going to be hard to do, I think he goes Week 18 because this game does not matter. The Jaguars game next week matters because the winner of that gets in the playoffs. I pray that it's the fucking Jacksonville Jaguars. Just because I don't want to watch this Tennessee Titans team in the fucking playoffs.
Come on, dude.
What?
They'll fight. They always fight.
Sure.
I think they're just trying to pass, right? I think that's really all.
What do you mean?
Like why they're going to Dobbs.
Oh, you mean they're trying to throw it a little bit?
They're just trying to throw it.
Maybe.
I think that's
the thing. Is Derrick Henry playing?
No.
No.
Okay. No. I do think that with Dobbs playing, I feel like the line should have moved the other way. I mean, Dobbs has shown he can run an offense in NFL. Like Malik Willis has, but I don't know.
I'm okay with the line staying exactly where
the defense being at is what kind of takes away that one too.
The only way to get down on this game for me is the Cowboys in some sort of fashion. I don't know if I want to lay the 14, but I can.
Like the under's even in jeopardy now because no one's playing defense.
Correct. I don't know exactly how I'm going to get down. It'll be Cowboys in some sort of fashion. Might be like Cowboys alt spread to 6.5. Maybe I'll throw a Micah sack in there because the passing of his dog for sure.
And
maybe a Zeke touchdown. But we already have a Super Boost in there, which I'm already fully in on. It's Cowboys to cover 6.5 and CD to score a touchdown. Why not?
Love it.
Why not? There's also one. It's the same one as the Herbo bet from the other night. Cowboys to win and Dak to have 200 plus passing yards is even money. My only worry is there that he doesn't play enough.
Yeah, that's a fair worry. I like that one too.
Wait till the people though. Wait, just fucking wait. Wait till Dak gets pulled in the third quarter with like 175 yards.
Refund the tickets.
And people are going to beg for a refund us, because
he didn't play. Do you think those people complain when they hit an under and a guy goes out hurt?
No.
That's just part of the game, right?
Yeah. I left a tweet in the drafts that said, sometimes I wish it was 2016. And gambling Twitter
will come out and just go, boo. You know how this all started?
What?
It all fucking started when they voided that bet when the Browns fucked around at the end of the game and there was a touchdown.
No, I think it's the NBA is really...
Yeah, but it all started with that, Bruce. You remember that fucking game.
Wait until it gets to, like, hypothetically, say, like, Dak gets hurt on the first drive or something like that in a game. People are going to be like, refund my Cowboys pick.
Yeah, like...
That would eventually get to that.
I think it's already there. It's
basically at that point. I mean,
but I digress.
Oh, but a way to get down on the Florida State and Cowboys game, actually,
ooh, what I thought not a bad idea.
Was I guess this isn't technically a teaser because they have to be in the same
a little ding ding,
same whatever you get it,
same point movement.
Well, not really, but take the alt spread of Florida State. You can get that at -7, -6.5, okay, whatever. And then take the alt spread parlay with the alt spread of the Cowboys, -6.5, -7, okay, whichever one you like. And it's not technically a teaser, but kind of is.
I like it. I love our boost, the -6.5, and Lamb to score. I am also going to play a little same game parlay. Hassan Haskins 40+. I'm not expecting like a crazy game from Hassan Haskins, but I think just volume wise, 40+, even if they're getting blown out, should be gettable. Zeke 40+. Obviously, that should be fairly realistic without Pollard. Dalton Schultz 40+. He is back from injury. Hasn't really been playing that great, right?
No.
He has actually been.
It's like,
for a signing. Honestly, signing a franchise tag has been awesome for him because now he's going to be super cheap.
Awesome for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, awesome for the Cowboys. Sorry,
him.
Terrible for him.
I think he goes off tonight. I like him 40+, and then CeeDee Lamb 60+. That is 5-2-1 on FanDuel Sportsbook. I don't know if there's a no sweat. I didn't opt in. If there is, that's on me.
I'm gonna do the mitt. I'm gonna do Cowboys -5.5, Florida State -4.5.
What's it pay, Tony? Ooh.
-120.
Not bad. Oh, I
love that.
That's not bad.
That's what I'm gonna get down on, Tony.
I'm gonna make this quick and easy. Cowboys first quarter -3.5.
I like it.
That's awesome.
Going back to 2016 with me.
Yeah, get it away.
Playing those first quarters like it's the Wild West.
How's CBBB last night?
Not bad. Got burned with the box in the NBA. Fucking travesty melt, but
heartbreak.
There is a plethora of college basketball tonight.
We on it?
What's that?
Are we on any of it?
A lot of it. I like Iowa laying 3.5 at Nebraska.
Okay.
I like Providence getting 2.5 at Butler. I think Providence is the better team.
Okay.
I'll take Charlotte money line at home versus Middle Tennessee.
Sure.
I'll take Fairleigh Dickinson money line at home versus Merrimack.
Love it.
My Blue Hens money line at home versus Hofstra.
Wide.
Wright State +3.5 at North Kentucky.
Okay.
St. Thomas money line at South Dakota.
Okay.
Murray State money line at Southern Illinois.
Okay.
Denver money line versus UMKC.
Check.
And we'll finish it off with the Dons catching 1.5 at Santa Clara.
Okay. Bruce, you want any of those?
No.
Okay.
The Blue Hens sound nice though against the Hofstra. Okay.
That Iowa line is interesting against Nebraska.
Nebraska. Yeah.
I'm also don't know how our sweet princes have been doing this year, but Cleveland State +7 reminds me of a place I used to be.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been much on Cleveland State this year yet.
They're playing
High Point has hit a wall, it appears, unfortunately.
Yeah, because they're like a fake school. It's like that movie Accepted.
Yes, it is.
Just don't have classes.
They have not covered like a week. Yeah, maybe two.
Hanging by the pool.
Yeah, dude, partying.
Okay. Mitt, you doing any NBA?
Yeah, we're getting down on the NBA tonight, Tony. We got Cleveland coming here to Indiana. Indiana's getting five. It's hard for me to bet against the Cavs, but Indiana, they won their last game. They won by a good amount. They were also dogs at home, so I'm riding with that. And then we got Oklahoma City going into Charlotte. Charlotte's been one of the most disappointing teams all year. Oklahoma City kind of found their groove. They're getting – I took them at plus one just in case something happens. But we're going to go to Memphis. They're actually good. They're going into Toronto, another just kind of up-and-down team. Don't really know what you're getting with Toronto. I think Memphis can pull that one out there. And that's actually it.
Okay. And have you guys on the old Unba?
I like OKC getting one at Charlotte, and I like Memphis money line in Toronto.
Ooh, ooh.
I like the Pacers plus five at home tonight as well.
Ooh.
There's something that opposing teams seem to struggle to play in Indianapolis.
Yeah, dude. Fucking environment. That's what it is.
Tough barn, Bruce.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of bizarre compared to the rest of the league.
Hey, a lot's changed from last year to this year. Couldn't even sell out half the stadium.
Are we doing hockey? I'm trying to stall. Is there no hockey?
I don't know.
I got some footy for tomorrow.
Way to bury the lead if we are.
They'll forget about it. Do the footy.
Thanks for the segue, pal, which I was going to lead into to buy us some time if we were going to do hockey, lad.
Go on. These games are being played tomorrow. Let's hope everyone can let us know when there's goals and such. That'd be sweet. In La Liga, I like Sevilla. Double chance at Celta Vigo. Both teams struggling, but I think Sevilla's a bit better. At least get a draw there. And then Almeria, double chance as well at Cadiz.
I haven't heard Almeria in a long time.
Oh, yeah. And then EPL, West Ham has to figure it out at some point. I like them plus money line at home against Brentford.
Okay, thank you for those, my friend. Bruce, do you have any EPL picks?
No EPL for me to report at this time. I would be on the Knicks tonight. I believe that they are laying five at the San Antonio Spurs. But RJ Barrett's out. And I want to see him again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Good song.
That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. I needed that, Bruce. Thank you.
No problem.
Nicky Skates.
What are you doing over there? You want to type something?
He's mad.
How are we?
What are you doing over there?
No, I mean, the guy fucking.
Why is he mad? I missed
it. He killed it already.
Are we doing hockey today or what?
Are we doing hockey or
Bruce did that. I took the win.
He literally said, is it cold in here? Is there hockey tonight?
I felt like I got the call a little early. I was confused. So
wow, here we are. Here we are, Bruce.
Bruce rushed the whole show to get you in.
Yeah, he did.
Thanks, Bruce.
I didn't.
Let's go through it. Wings are at the Sabres.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the Wings.
Yeah.
The Red Hot Wings.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
After last night, mostly out of spite, I wanted to bet against the Wings. I'm not going to for this simple fact. Buffalo, while they have Tage Thompson, your guy, big 6 foot, 7 foot stud, 50 points in 32 games.
Tage Thompson, pretty good.
Pretty fucking good player. This would be a fifth straight win for Buffalo if they could pull this off, but it's the first game back since the break.
Oh,
they had some games postponed because of the weather. We talked about this on the Talkie Talk last night.
That'll happen. Shout out
to Gumpy.
Shout out.
The home teams didn't do so well coming out of the break.
Okay.
We found out the road teams fared a little bit better. We think it has to do with getting into the routine, getting into the travel and whatnot.
We're back playing hockey.
I'm just going to sit back and watch this one. Also, the Sabres haven't practiced with coaches or anything since December 22nd because Buffalo had like a no travel ban going on. So they haven't practiced. They haven't played. They were supposed to have morning skate today. I don't know if they did or not. I'm just going to stay away from this one.
Okay. Rags are at the Lightning. Comfy sounds happy.
Got something, pal?
It's fucking bolt season, baby.
So, fun fact about bolts. Past 11 games, they've killed off 29 of 31 power plays.
Pretty good.
So they're clicking really well on the penalty kill. They're 13-5 on home ice, but they played last night. Vasilevskiy played So that means Brian Elliott will likely go tonight. If that's the case, I'm going to take the Rangers.
Okay. Lad?
We're waiting to see. I don't have confirmation yet. I don't know
fucking
if Lad has
Elliott's
anything.
7-2. I'm sticking with the Bolts.
Okay. If Vassie goes again,
Rangers
give me the
Bolts. Are scratching their best players. They don't know what the fuck's going on.
You're right. What is going on? Yeah.
What is going on, Bruce?
What the hell is going on? It's your fucking squad.
I wouldn't say Lafreniere is our best player, and I could understand a scratch if we're missing some physicality in the lineup.
Yeah.
No, they scratched somebody else today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Breadman.
Not the Breadman, but it was a big name. Hold on.
While you look for that, Panthers are huge favorites, I assume.
No, nothing there for me.
Kreider. Is Kreider scratched?
Kreider scratched.
What
whoa.
The?
What?
Whoa, whoa.
I didn't see that.
Sens are at the Caps.
Give me the Caps. They've won 10 of their last 11. They're clicking on all cylinders. Everybody's contributing. Ovi still scoring, all that good stuff. Ottawa, they beat the Bruins the other night in a shootout 3-2. But in doing so, Cam Talbot had to play out of his fucking mind. He made 49 saves, including 26 in the third period. Okay. That's massive. That's what a lot of teams put up in a single game. So I don't know if they'll be able to do that again. Give me the Caps.
No, you're right. Just laughing, yeah. Good point.
are we touching CBJ and the Islanders?
Yes, we were taking the Islanders 60-minute money line. The Islanders beat the piss out of Penguins the other night. They're playing some good hockey. Give me the Isles at home.
Hey, lad.
Go on, son.
What about the Battle of Canada?
Who do you got?
Coovers and pegs.
Oh, Coovers at plus money. Those boys are rolling right now.
Hell yeah.
They are. They're trying to go for a fourth straight win. Lad, you going to do it?
Oh, 100%. Fucking back in. I'm all the way in.
You guys know. All the way in. You guys know I love the peg at home, but the last three times I've said that, they have lost. Do I have confirmation on who Connor Hellebuck is in? One more time. I'm going to do it one more time. Give me the peg at home. In the peg.
Fucking Dalia's never lost for the Cougars. 2-0, dude.
Chris?
Colin.
Oh.
He does have some good numbers here. And the Cougars are hot, but I'm gonna take a chance on the peg at home.
Stars are at the Wild.
Give me the Stars.
Texas hockey at plus money.
The Wild. Yep. Stars are second in the league in goals for Minnesota, though, 11-3 in their past 14. Won 7 of their last 8. Pretty good team starting to figure it out. This late in the year, they had a rough start. They look like the Minnesota Wild of the past year now.
Wow.
But still, Texas hockey.
The Lions are kind of short favorites here at home.
Yeah, with McKinnon out, it's interesting.
They stink.
Yeah,
club.
This is the start of a 3-game homestand for them. So, and they've already got that loss, that ugly loss out of the way to Arizona. Hopefully some home cooking will work for them. Give me the Lions. What worries me is LA, I believe, is going with Phoenix Copley in that.
Oh, Copley.
He's 7-1.
Hello,
in his 8
Copley.
Starts.
Hello,
so they're,
Copley. Hello, Copley.
They found a hot hand right now, but Copley. I will do much like the peg. I'll give Colorado one more chance here.
Will you take anything at Mullet Arena?
Cool. Coyotes don't lose at the arena.
That's a tough barn. Show me one more time. Show me one more time against the Leafs, who are high-powered and playing well and playing good defense for once in their lives. Not touching that.
Here's my question. Did the Flyers pack their pants all the way to the West Coast?
I don't know if they packed their pants.
The Flyers might be fucking relegated, dude.
For a late-night game.
Traveling pants.
We've got Samuel Ersson versus Kaapo Kähkönen in net. I'm going to take the Sharks tonight. San Jose, a decent-sized favorite at home in the Shark Tank. Eric Carlson playing out of his mind, some of the best hockey of his career.
Anything for you, lad?
No, thank you.
All right. Good show. Good luck. Even though Bruce tried to fucking axe
you. Sorry, you know me, I'm utility. I'll come in whenever.
He tried to axe your segment.
I did not mean to.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Make sure, don't forget about the boost tonight.
The boost. Oh, yeah.
Good boost.
Picks Friday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.